Let me start out and just talk for a minute about a report we got back from the Obama administration this last week. The administration has done a study of which we ordered them to do as to the feasibility of establishing a national historic park to commemorate the Manhattan Project in Los Alamos, which of course ran from December of 1942 until September of 1945. They've come back and said that they thought it was a good idea and were going to propose to the Congress that we do that. And it would include some facilities at Los Alamos, some facilities at Hanford site in Washington State, and also some facilities at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. And they will work with the local communities to refine exactly which facilities would be commemorated and preserved as part of that historic park. But I think this could be a good thing. I think it could make a visit to Los Alamos more meaningful for tourists who come to northern New Mexico and help them to understand the importance of the Manhattan Project in our nation's history. So we will be working with the administration to get legislation that can be introduced establishing this park. And I'll be working, of course, with Senator Udall on this. We hope to move ahead with it in this Congress. Why don't I open it up to discuss any subject that's on your mind? And Bill, why don't we start with you?
Okay, good. Thanks very much. The park has been the subject of some criticism by Santa Feans, saying it's not appropriate to honor this sort of activity that resulted in so many deaths. What do you see as the upside to having a park?
Well, I don't think the park's purpose would be to honor anything. It would be to preserve some historic sites that are still somewhat or to a large extent as they were at the time the Manhattan Project was being pursued. And it would be an effort to interpret that history and educate people as to the history of the Manhattan Project. I think that's a useful thing for us to do as a country, to try to understand the history of our country and the history of the Manhattan Project is an important part of what went on in the 20th century.
Taking the critic's point of view, would you consider telling the story of the other side, the suffering that happened because the development of the bomb?
Well, of course, it'll be up to the Park Service as to precisely how they describe the story. I think that the focus of this historic park would be on the Manhattan Project itself. Clearly, there would be recognition of the enormous devastation that the atomic bomb brought on the Japanese cities that it was dropped on. There's no question that would be part of the story.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. John Milholland, are you there?
I am. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask a question about our troop drawdown in Afghanistan. Are we on track with that? And if so, can we expect any troops from New Mexico to be coming home anytime soon?
Well, in answer to the first part of the question, I do believe we're on track to accomplish that troop drawdown. I don't have the exact figures in front of me as to how many troops will be coming out in the next 6 months, but I do think we can get those figures for you. I also don't have in front of me the information as to which New Mexico troops might be part of that group that comes back in that period. But again, we can try to get that information.
All right, sir. And one other question is, how are you feeling today about the discussions on the debt ceiling?
Well, my information is somewhat third hand. I'm getting it through the media like most people are. We'll have a meeting with Senator Reid tomorrow morning where I'll get a chance to ask more specifics about how progress is proceeding. But I do think Senator Reid has been working very hard to find some agreement with Senator McConnell, who's the Republican leader here in the Senate, to see if they can come up with something that the two of them would support, that we could allow us to get the necessary votes to go ahead and raise the debt ceiling and have agreement on spending levels over the next several years.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Tiffany, are you there?
I am, but I have no questions this morning. Thank you, Senator.
Okay. Bill, did you have any other questions?
I do. Concerning the debt ceiling, Moody's ratings agency says one solution might be to remove the debt ceiling idea altogether and let it let the debt float with some other factor in mind. Moody's says the U.S. is one of only a few countries that has a mandated constitutional requirement for approving a debt ceiling by Congress. What would be your view about eliminating the debt ceiling?
Well, I think they make a good point. You know, the decisions of the Congress that actually make a major difference are the decisions about how much we're going to spend and how much we're going to raise in taxes, how much revenue is going to be raised. The size of the deficit and the size of the debt are the consequences of those two decisions, of the decisions on spending and the decisions on revenues. So I think it is somewhat perverse that we have a separate debt ceiling that also has to be acted upon by Congress. The truth is, once we have committed ourselves to the spending and once we've committed ourselves to the levels of revenue that we are expecting, then the rest follows naturally. So I think getting away from the idea of a debt ceiling as such and focusing more on proper spending levels and proper revenue levels makes good sense.
What about the idea of a balanced budget?
Well, we had a balanced budget at the end of the Clinton administration and the very beginning of the Bush administration, and I supported that. I supported the various legislative enactments that helped lead to that balanced budget. The problem is, of course, it's now gone very much out of balance again over the last decade. And so I don't think it makes sense from an economic point of view to be passing constitutional amendments dictating what the fiscal policy of the country is going to be at any particular time in our history. But getting to a balanced budget is very much to be desired and something that I would like very much to see us do again.
That, as you say, would require revenue, wouldn't it?
Oh, I believe it does. I've consistently taken the view that we've got to have spending cuts and we've got to have increased revenue. That's what we did in the 1990s when President Clinton came into office. We passed legislation to accomplish that. We did that also in President George H.W. Bush's term. We passed legislation that both cut spending and increased tax revenue. And so I think that's clearly the right formula for getting this problem solved that we're faced with today.
Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh. John, did you have anything else?
No, sir, that's it for me. Thank you.
Okay. Bill, you have anything else?
That's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for talking with me.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.